Okay, everyone, welcome to another episode of O365A. In this episode, the team is at Ignite 2019, and we're going to be talking about Microsoft Teams. How did we get here? I think really the discussion today is going to be about how Microsoft Teams has evolved over the last three Ignites, you know, from 2017, 18, and this one this year. And, you know, from my perspective, you know, when it was announced in March 2017, you know, that it was going to be made publicly available, I think, you know, Microsoft saw a need that, you know, there was a different way or a different need for companies to communicate with. You know, the feature set was sort of available in Skype for Business Persistent Chat, but that role wasn't really, you know, deployed a lot, in which, you know, companies could take advantage of that, you know, continuity from a conversation perspective. And definitely from, you know, seeing that, you know, there was a competitor out there, Slack, that was filling a void that companies wanted, right? And they wanted to have that ability to have that, you know, continuous collaboration, but a cloud-based solution versus an on-prem and integrations with different applications and such. So I know, you know, from Microsoft's perspective, from integrating with their ecosystem, you know, we can there's definitely, you know, from the Office 365 side of things, being able to bring all that in, right, and utilize the infrastructure and have all the different, you know, collaboration functionality, especially because Teams now touches everything within the Microsoft ecosystem side, right? So, I mean, so that, you know, fast forward, I think, like 6 months, and then, you know, Ignite 2017 came out, and, you know, Michael, you and I were at the booth together. So, I mean, what were your thoughts back then as to what was happening?
Yeah, when we look at Ignite 2017, that was the start of the Microsoft Teams journey from an Ignite perspective. And so this was the, you know, Hab and I had the pleasure of manning or being within the Microsoft Teams booth. And so we were there when the official announcement came out that Teams was the intelligent communications client going forward, and that Skype for Business Online was going to be kind of in maintenance mode, where there was no further investments in that product, and that Teams was where all the money and all the evolution was going to happen from a communications platform. And so being in the Skype for Business booth at that time, during this announcement, it was interesting to see all the customers coming in and attendees, you know, really being uncertain on how this was going to work for their scenarios and how they were going to move from these traditional communication products like Skype for Business and Link and move into this communication and collaboration workspace. And so, you know, even myself personally as a Skype for Business MVP at that time, trying to wrap my head around, you know, things like Enterprise Voice and telephony and Federation and how that was going to be moved from a conversation-based client into the Teams ecosystem, and then seeing how it was going to evolve further along.
Yeah, and I think from like a from a future perspective, it was provided a little bit of an unknown at that time as to how things were going to evolve and how, you know, customers were going to get there. So it was definitely a lot of apprehensiveness about that, like from when we were there, and a lot more of what is Teams, right? And then, yep. I mean, I guess, well, you guys were at Ignite last year with us as well. You know, so, I mean, what were your experiences, you know, being there and being at the booth?
Yeah, so in 2018, like, with all the announcements, you know, that sort of brought a calming and clarity around Teams. So, you know, they dropped a bunch of new announcements, and that, I think, calmed many organizations and gave them some more clarity, and more clarity translates into organizations being able to move forward with Teams. So, for example, the announcement of every new tenant under 500 people would be Teams by default, you know, is one of them. Managed upgrades provided by Microsoft for the larger tenants, again, helping orgs move forward with Teams. The upgrade modes were introduced, and that was huge in my opinion, because it provided a path to move forward for larger organizations that just really didn't know what to do. And so those upgrade modes provided them a way to sort of selectively choose how they wanted to go along that path to Teams. You know, and then lastly, the feature parity announcement back in July of 2018, where Microsoft announced that, you know, Teams is now feature parity with Skype for Business Online. you know, again, that's just the, you know, Microsoft announcing and basically providing more clarity to the organization, saying, yeah, you're, you know, we're ready to go. You should really be seriously looking at this. So, you know, that sort of, you know, clarity would be for me the term for 2018.
Yeah, and similarly, probably the term for me would be confidence. Talk about 2017. I mean, there was a lot of anxiety because people who are on Skype for Business viewed Teams as just a replacement for Skype for Business, and the feature set wasn't there yet. So as Dino said, like the feature parity moving into 2018, I think it was announced in July of 2018, gave people more confidence that they could move. But the big change I saw at Ignite last year was there was less questions about replacing Skype for Business and more questions about adopting Teams for what its main focus is, which is a new way of doing teamwork across the Office 365 workload. And all the great features that Teams has to offer in terms of the collaboration inside of Teams. So we saw more questions staffing the Microsoft booth about how do I invite guests into Teams externally. You know, a lot of questions about the new meeting features, which, you know, I think any enterprise that used the Teams meeting experience compared to Skype for Business got a really good benefit from. And then lastly, in 2018, what I started to notice, which was really, really cool, is there's more questions about Teams as a development platform. So you saw more apps show up in the app store. You had more people asking questions about how to build apps. And really, that's one of Microsoft's key visions with Teams, is this is an open, extensible platform where the Teams can integrate the whole world. And it's that one-stop shop for communication and teamwork. So that was really cool, seeing that vision start to unfold, which really just carried into now 2019. So, Hab, what have you seen compared to this Ignite compared to the other two?
Yeah, so, I mean, from that side of things, definitely, I mean, like in July of this year, we had the announcement that there's actually a cutoff date for Skype for Business Online now. So July 2021 is when, you know, Skype for Business Online will be sunsetted, and any interop devices or endpoints like telephones, gateway, will be July 2023. So there's actually like a clarity that there's a time that's, you know, going to be cut off and everybody's going to be moved over into Teams. I think between last year and this year, I've definitely seen more of companies that are fully immersed into Teams. They are all in on Teams, and now they're trying to gain the more benefits and enhancements of the Teams applications, and you know, like you mentioned before, like the meetings, right? How do I do different meetings, right? When do I use live events? When do I, you know? So they're trying to get fully immersed more into it and start utilizing a lot of the functionality. So I thought that was pretty impressive. From like, what is Teams? Okay, I'm sort of dabbling into Teams, and now I'm like, hey, we're using it fully now.
Yeah.
How can I do more, and how can I empower my users more? Yeah, okay, hey, look, there's
Photobomb.
Yeah, Photobomb by Lori Potmeyer from the Microsoft Teams team.
Yeah, honorary 0365A member.
With a Canadian jersey, how cool is that?
Yeah, awesome.
Liking it.
And then on that same note, I mean, what I've noticed this year too is the evolution of Teams. Now they've got the base service down, they got the base client all set up. You're starting to see major feature announcements like the long-awaited private channels announced here at Ignite 2019. The pop-out chat capabilities. So you can be in a meeting, pop out a chat, have multiple things going on at one time. And then, of course, what was interesting, the integration with Outlook. So you're starting to see Teams adopted so much, it's starting to be viewed as this one-stop shop for all collaboration. So what's the integration story with Outlook? So of course they announced here the ability to like take an Outlook conversation, post the contents into a Teams channel and vice versa, essentially. So see the whole evolution of Teams and adding killer features on top is awesome. And I know Dino, like on the voice front, they announced voice is coming to small business SKUs,
yeah,
right?
So more love for small businesses, at least in Canada and the UK. Which is great. So previously, these customers, that less than 300 seats that were in the cloud, didn't really have an option if they wanted voice. They had to upgrade to like an e-license, you know, and it didn't make sense for them financially to do that. So I think, I mean, it was probably one of the top user voice, but I know a lot of your customers have, and, you know, many of our collective customers were asking, you know, we need the ability to get to voice. So this new small business voice SKU was introduced, which is kind of the licensing bundle that enables customers under 300, again, in Canada and the UK for now, more countries to come later, to turn on those enterprise voice features. So, I think that's really great.
Yeah, which really enables small businesses to take advantage of all the voice investments, like call queues, auto attendants, to run their business on.
And it makes sense, right? Because a lot of them, they don't want to have to manage their own physical PBX and stuff like that and bring people in. You know, it's definitely an easier way for them to manage their voice on their voice side of things, right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, from a voice and collaboration and video perspective, right? I mean, there was a huge announcement on that side. So,
like Kurt said earlier, like now we're starting to see the evolution and the future planning and where Microsoft's taking Teams. And so, Microsoft released a new device category at Ignite as well, the collaboration bar. And so, two vendors that have devices for that category right now is Poly and Yealink. And so these are Android-based Microsoft Teams rooms that are meant for a single screen in a smaller huddle space, but it has some of the functionality that's pulled from the Microsoft Teams room, its older brother, I guess, or bigger brother, where it has the things like proximity join, one touch join. But it's similar to the Teams mobile client, where it has that kind of that same consistent interface. It just has more functionality than what the mobile client had for a meeting space. Also, we have the announcements around kind of meeting interops. So other cloud online meeting services, you know, Microsoft is working with, you know, the likes of Cisco and Zoom, so that if you invested in, like, say, a Microsoft Teams room device, that you would now be able to join meetings that were booked from other third-party online meetings. And same with that. So if you had a Zoom room or a WebEx room or a Teams room, you can join between those meetings. And that would be using the web client to join the web client to join the meeting for the third party cloud offering, and that it would use the WTC.
ORTC?
I think it's WTC.
Is it now? They changed it. Yeah.
So it'd be the web media engines of that web browser client. Right. So you get that consistent experience, but now you can keep that investment in the whatever platform that your users are booking, but now they can join external party devices. And then the big announcements around the Cisco and Microsoft, I would say kind of partner, well, maybe not partnership, but maybe that's going a little further than that, but, you know, the cooperation, so around cloud video interop and direct routing and this direct guest join that I was talking about earlier, the meeting interop, as well as, you know, Microsoft's now taking it into another step into kind of the operation side, where they announced the managed Microsoft meeting rooms. And this is now a service that you can subscribe to. I think they announced this week it was like $50 a room a month, and maybe the pricing will change. But basically, Microsoft will monitor all the aspects of your Microsoft Teams room. So if, you know, someone unplugs the USB camera, there'll be alerts. Microsoft will reach out to you. And so they're really monitoring that experience from an operations side. So it'll be interesting to see how that rolls up into the ecosystem.
Yeah, that's really cool. And so that was a great recap of how we've got here for like the last 2 years. What really excites me is where we're headed in the next 2 years. So like the service is out there, it's deployed, it's getting more mature every day. Let's spend a minute talking about what the next 2 years will look like, just really quickly. It's going to be amazing. So, you know, a couple of things coming down the pipe is the frictionless SMS join into Teams.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to be awesome. That's like a Kazella WhatsApp type experience where I can just both register as a Teams user with nothing but SMS as my identity and then invite users in with an SMS number. That's just going to reduce friction and light up those WhatsApp, Kazella type scenarios. So that's going to be fantastic just to see Teams spread beyond, you know, traditional barriers. And then also, again, from my standpoint, looking at Teams as almost a development platform, you're seeing an evolution of the apps that are available in Teams. They're getting better. They're getting more integrated. There's more of them. And again, it'll just continue to be a better one-stop experience for teams to do teamwork. So that's really exciting. I know. Do you guys have any things you're looking forward to in the next couple of years?
Yeah, I mean, for myself, it's really, you know, the hooks into what Microsoft has done on the power automation or automate side. Yeah. So, you know, virtual agents and, you know, business process flows and integrating that within Microsoft Teams. I think there's a lot of power that, you know, businesses can leverage using both those products kind of hand in hand.
Automating business processes in the Teams client.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
I like the fact that there's this constant, you know, new partnerships being formed, you know, alliances, partnerships, whatever you want to call them. I'm looking forward to seeing other vendors, you know, increase the ecosystem space, and that's going to be interesting to see what all happens in the Cisco Microsoft.
Yeah, no longer are you locked into these ecosystems anymore. There's like the bridge across everything. If everyone has the standard.
I'm looking forward to, you know, the improvements and, you know, some of the things from the meeting perspective, like how we can, because we utilize that a lot, right? I mean, we're on meetings like every day, all the time, right? And I want to see sort of what kind of things that they're going to be bringing into the meeting experience. And that, you know, that's the new AI stuff that they're bringing into Stream to be able to, you know, remove the, you know, the noise cancellation, the background noise and stuff like that.
You probably hear on this podcast.
Yeah,
too.
Right. But I mean, imagine, you know, taking something, some of that technology and putting it into some of the meetings and seeing what that experience may look like. Right. So I'm kind of excited about, you know, the enhancements on the, you know, on the meeting and messaging and maybe even, you know, who knows what's going to come on the mobile side and, you know, on the desktop client, some updates that, you know, happen there. So it's pretty exciting times. There's so much that, you know, that you can do with this application. So it's pretty amazing that we're, you know, and I'm really happy that we were actually to experience the whole evolution together, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so we can share like all the experiences because we all sort of have like a different point of view from like our client perspective. So, and thanks everybody for listening in. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We recorded it here at Microsoft Ignite. So just a giveaway. Microsoft is doing a giveaway, giving away a Microsoft Surface earbuds to our listeners. So to enter, visit aka.ms/podcastsweepstakes. So the URL is case insensitive before December 15, 2019. So yeah, that's awesome. So.
Good stuff.
Yeah. So thanks everybody for listening in. We really hope you enjoyed this session and we'll catch you on the next episode.
Cool.
Thank you.
Thanks.
See you.